AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. At least 30 people are dead, 126 others hurt, and a pair of bombings during a peace rally today in Ankara, Turkey. That sound from DHA. The explosions were just minutes apart near Ankara's main train station as people were gathering for the rally, which was calling for an end to the renewed violence between Kurdish rebels and Turkish security forces. North Korea holds a lavish military parade to mark the 70th anniversary of the founding of its ruling party. AP's Malcolm Foster reports.
Thousands of goose-stepping soldiers marched by Kim Il-sung Square in central Pyongyang on Saturday. They were followed by a large-scale display of military hardware, including tanks, rocket launchers, and a variety of missiles, as well as drones mounted on trucks. Military planes flew in formation above the square, forming the symbol of the Workers' Party of
A storm has stalled over South Carolina, leading forecasters to worry that heavy rain could touch off more flooding in that already flood-damaged state.
We could see isolated amounts as high as maybe 2 to 4 inches throughout the day today. Especially if we can get some of those isolated higher amounts, it could cause the flooding problem to return.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Chouinard, this weekend's rain comes as the waters began to slowly recede in many areas of the state's low country. Later today, a contractor begins work on shoring up washed-out foundations under some of the 18 small bridges that cross rivers and swamps on a 13-mile closed stretch of Interstate 95. It's record-breaking hot in Southern California. Temperatures in triple digits have left thousands of people without electricity. Camarillo hit 108 degrees, the hottest day ever in that city. This is AP Radio News. A half-billion-dollar Pentagon plan to train a rebel force in Syria has been abandoned.
Lawmakers were furious when the troubled program's second batch of trainees yielded only a handful of fighters.
Let's not kid ourselves, that's a joke.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter acknowledges the mission's had its troubles.
I wasn't satisfied.
The Pentagon says it's shifting focus from finding and training individual fighters to enabling rebel groups already in the fight.
We've seen some of these groups on the ground be very effective.
Pentagon Policy Chief Christine Wormuth says the U.S. will vet leaders of those groups and provide basic equipment for their fighters. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The Toronto Blue Jays are in a big hole. Their 6-4 12-inning loss to Texas puts them down 2-0 in the best-of-5 American League Division Series. Second baseman Josh Donaldson.
We have to win or we go home. That being said, I like our chances.
In other games, Kansas City beat Houston, St. Louis over the Cubs. The Mets won on the road over the L.A. Dodgers. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.